the issue is, in today's world, we're dealing with diet issues. We deal with stress. We deal with environmental issues. We deal with toxicities. And our body doesn't quite work as effectively as it could. So this is where light energy has been shown to actually jumpstart the cellular response, the cellular energy.
Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on the show, we explore the survivor's journey, practitioners making a difference, and the therapeutic treatments and transformational technology that allow the body to heal itself. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm here with a very special guest today, Scott Vermont from LightPath LED. He makes my absolute favorite red light in the business. And we're going to do, I talk about this on my social media all the time. I post pictures of me bathed in red light. People are like, what are you doing? Is that tanning? No, it's not tanning. I'm using multiple spectrums of red light to upgrade my wellness. And we're going to do a deep dive today on all things lights. Scott, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Can we just jump in? How did you become involved with red light therapy? If you could give us a little history.
Sure. I started my first career as a dental hygienist. So started that off in the Air Force and then got out and started doing that after college. After dealing with physical issues, I got out and started to dental sales. And for the last 5 years, I was working with a laser company. This is a big laser that cuts teeth, cuts soft tissue, used for endo, perio, snoring, all kinds of things. But one of the fascinating things about it is when you take a laser that can cut and you disperse the energy, all of a sudden we see something quite different. No longer is it cutting, but the energy, the photons that are being absorbed into the cells have a biological change to it. And so we started to see patients with, you know, bad TMJ issues, or when we did a post-extraction, treating it with the laser, bathing it with the laser energy would dramatically speed up the healing, dramatically lessen the pain as well. So I became more and more fascinated with how this works. And, you know, we had a handful of dentists who really understood how the laser worked. And so they would treat themselves, whether it was a tennis elbow or their child had a sprained ankle or their father had shingles. Or whenever they were sick, they would go and treat their lymph nodes. So I was just fascinated with that. And I thought, okay, well, this is an opportunity, you know, to learn about how lasers in the form of red light therapy, or the technical term photobiomodulation, how it works for the entire body. So that's when I started to really delve in. And, you know, there's not like some school that you go to, hey, get your associates or bachelors in light therapy. So you really have to seek people out and find mentors and take as many courses, read as much research as you can on it. And it's fascinating. It's a fascinating world that's never ending. You know, I just had to take my knowledge of the oral mucosa area and extrapolate that to the rest of the body. So whether we're dealing with temporomandibular joint or a knee joint, really the same thing, just different sizes. So I went ahead and I got out of the rat race of the corporation, which was just amazing to be able to do. Started up my own wellness center. That's where I see clients that come all age ranges, all kinds of issues, from either a physical issue with a bad shoulder or a bad knee or autoimmune Lyme disease, or they come in for anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, post-concussion syndrome. And one thing that I added to that was the ability to do home use panels. As you know, I can only treat a certain amount of people within a certain geographical area with my wellness center. So by having something that people can put in their own home and use on their own, just added so much more benefit to what I can give people.
That's incredible. I'm always amazed by how people find their way into the, because I refer to you as my light guru. Mm-hmm. Like everybody has somebody they go to through their questions, whether it's about ozone or inversion tables, or maybe it's like a really good liposomal glutathione, my supplement people that I absolutely love. You're my light guy. So my question to you is, before we go further on your light panel, why do these red lights, why do these specific wavelengths have a beneficial effect in the body, especially with joint tissue repair and the mitigation of inflammation?
Mm-hmm. Most, I guess you'd say, inventions, you know, they kind of stumbled on this by accident. NASA, they were bringing it into space to see how it would work with growing plants. Somebody cut them their hand and they put it underneath the light and noticed an increased healing. So they said, interesting, let's experiment this more. So they started with the rats and they were trying to see if this laser, they started off with laser, would have any negative effect or they create cancer. Because obviously we've seen that with other types of wavelengths, X-ray, gamma rays. And what they noticed was, one, that no, it did not create cancer. It did not increase tumor size. But what they noticed with the rats that got the laser treatment is their hair grew back significantly quicker than the control side. So again, it just started to continue to do experiment. And what they found is specific wavelengths, what we call in the red, which is in that 600 wavelength, and then what we call near infrared, which is in that 800 to 1200 wavelength, that has a actual therapeutic effect, meaning it's actually absorbed into the cells and interacts with the mitochondria. The mitochondria, we go back to science, to high school, is the power source of the cell. It takes our food, it takes our oxygen, it takes our water, combines it through a series, a process, and forms ATP, which is the energy that we need to live and thrive. The issue is, in today's world, we're dealing with diet issues, we deal with stress, we deal with environmental issues, we deal with toxicities, and our body doesn't quite work as effectively as it could. So this is where light energy has been shown to actually jumpstart the cellular response, the cellular energy. And a good analogy is two things, you know, photosynthesis with plants. So we know how important sunlight is to plants to thrive. Now we can take that same plant, bring it inside and use specific bulbs to replace sunlight. Also, vitamin D. We know how beneficial the sun is for us when it comes to vitamin D, when it comes to melatonin. So all we're really doing is extrapolating light waves, making them very specific with specific power, specific frequencies, specific irradiance, and shining that on the body to see an actual chemical change.
Fascinating. We've honed down, you mentioned a couple different spectrums that you're a big fan of. When you're specifically talking about the panels you're developing through LightPath LED, what are some of the wavelengths you've seen to be the most beneficial for the human body? And where do you see the field going maybe in the next year or two?
Right. There's a lot of wavelengths that have benefit. So we can start all the way down. Now we know UV, although UV light can obviously cause skin damage, in lighter amounts, it's a great antibacterial. When we go up into higher wavelengths, into the blue has been shown very beneficial for people with acne. It actually can help kill the acne-causing bacteria. Green, they're doing some really good research on that for people with migraines, depression, anxiety type issues. The most prominent right now that has the most research is going to be the red wavelength and the near infrared. So that we've got a good 40 years of research on those. Those have, I would say, the most overall general well-being wavelengths. The red works really good on skin issues. The near infrared passes through the skin better and is absorbed deeper into the underlying tissue. So the muscle, the lymphatic, the bone, joints, cartilage, even the brain as well. So the red and the near infrared are right now the most popular. As we start to research this more, what we're finding is we can take the wavelengths and pulse them. As everybody knows with Rife machines, with amp coil, with others, there's a resonance with the cells that we're finding. And we know that sick cells resonate, vibrate at a lower amount than their healthy counterpart. As we start moving forward with light, we're going to start introducing frequency or pulsing. So we're getting the benefit of the cellular response with the mitochondria ATP production, but also with frequency, we're getting the ion channel, the calcium, the sodium, the potassium, kicking those into high gear as well. Also, nitric oxide disassociation, just meaning that we're creating a better environment for the cell to be able to pull oxygen in to more rapidly create energy and just to be healthier. And that's why we see a lot of athletes, whether they're Olympic gymnasts or the Olympic running team, professional team, Cowboys, Patriots, Suns, they all use light therapy and they'll use them in different ways. They'll typically use prior to a workout because it actually increases the oxygen in the red blood cells. And then they will use it post-workout because it decreases the inflammation and speeds up the recovery process so they don't have to take as much time off in between workouts.
It's really exciting. I want to go back. I know we've said a couple things on the show where I think highly educated listener base in the Beautifully Broken community. Hi, everybody. I'm tipping my hat to you. And I think that we often will blow over the words like resonance and frequency. And I always like to give this little story of frequency as how frequently a wave travels from tip to trough. And if you've ever seen even a cartoon with like a rolling sine wave, can imagine like the height of the wave to the bottom, that's like one cycle per second. So we're talking about either these waves rolling up and down really fast or long and slow. And we're playing with that and how that wave changes the depth that it goes into the body, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I would also say we start to get into another level of understanding, but on different waves, like Scott is saying, we can put on these red wavelengths, we can put information. And the information can be that frequency that he's talking about. I'm just looking at one of his new panels here, and it's so cool. And again, Scott's always developing his product to stay ahead of what's happening in the marketplace. And so the idea that a wave could pulse at 10 hertz or 13 hertz or 40 hertz. You know, we get some really good effect between 10 and 40 around nerve regeneration and scar tissue. So the implications for this are really exciting. And it's something, again, I always want to tell people this. This is the time in our existence to build a platform at home to manage your wellness. It is more increasingly finding these areas of challenges in the modern world where, man, it's nice I can walk downstairs and have two panels and stand in front of some red lights in the morning and kind of, like he said, upregulate oxygen. And then after a workout, come in and alleviate some of those delayed muscle onset soreness so I can perform better. Maybe it's supplementing that cup of coffee, you know, the 3/4 of the way through the day when you just want to lay down. I know I had to do a webinar last night at 7:30 and then one at 6 p.m. and I was up at 8 and the day before I didn't sleep great. So midday, I sit down and I run a 18-minute program on amp coil doing some magnetics and frequency. And then I stand in front of the red lights for 10 minutes and do the front and back. And I'm telling you, it's like you went to bed and woke back up and got this reboot. Without any chemical stimulants, I'm simply using my own body's natural mechanisms. So sorry for that long-winded interjection there. You know, you said some of the things that people are using red light for. it's my experience that when something comes into the market, people will overspeak the claims. It's like, what can this really do? I think you got to look at the most amazing stories, and then you got to look at the people that feel nothing, and you got to go right in the middle somewhere. So what do you really see consistently with people bringing a red light into their home?
Yeah, and that bothers me as well, because when people start going off and they start just to try to make sales, they start to claim this and that and everything else, you know, light is a tool. It's a great tool, but it's a tool. It's one of many things that you can throw in to be healthier. But if somebody is smoking, if somebody has horrible diet, how much do we expect to accomplish with them? Can we help them out? Yes. But are we going to be able to help them out as much as if they had a good diet, if they weren't putting so much toxins in their body? Of course. So for the light, what I see quickly and very effectively is anti-inflammatory effect. And so we know when the light hits the cells, hit the mitochondria with gene transcription, they talk, the cells talk to each other. And what they start doing is they start to send out anti-inflammatory cytokines and enzymes. So within just a couple of hours, we can see somebody have a sizable difference in their pain by getting oxygen to that area, by reducing the inflammation, by getting the lymphatics to flow better. That's a nice one to see. I would say the second thing is getting the clients to relax. One of the issues when we're dealing with healing is if the mind is in a fight or flight, cortisol is building up in their body, it's difficult for the body to heal. So I always focus initially on the certain points of the body that can help put a client more into a parasympathetic. And then I can treat the local areas. And then I can also treat the blood and the lymphatics that flow to and from that area. I would say those are the two biggest ones: reducing the pain, reducing inflammation, and bringing people's stress level down.
Amazing.
Yeah. And they have had some good research on hair growth. They've had some good research on how it can be used for fat loss. I'm not quite ready to, throw my hat in the ring on that. I want some more research to come out on that, but it's there. We just need more of it before I'm ready to start putting out claims of that.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, I can speak to my experience, a couple with red lights. And now, well before I met Scott, and we go way back, I've known him for at least 10 years now. And we were both not so much in the health and wellness game. We were both
correct.
Scott's got an amazingly talented family, and his daughter is a big Broadway star, and she's doing very well in television, film. And at the time, we were doing a show together. And it's funny to come to this point, but back in the day, my first experience with red light was before I was diagnosed with cancer. And I don't think I've mentioned this. I've mentioned it on a couple of podcasts. One of the most traumatic things for me ever was when I went to college, my first year of college, and I had this beautiful, long, like Brad Pitt hair, and my hair began to fall out. And it was like, when I say all the things that I've gone through, cancer, Lyme, mold, yada, 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 this was the worst. It really rocked my world at 18. And one of the things that I did, and I did all the things, the pills, the finasteride, the sprays, Propecia, all of it. And one of the things I did was I bought it very early on. This is like 2004. I bought a laser comb, and it was a comb that had red light in it. And the instructions were to brush your hair every day for like 10 minutes with this laser comb. I would totally secret it and shame. I would do it in the bathroom. I had like roommates in New York City, and it was like this, very secret thing, but it worked. It worked. It totally worked. It totally stopped my hair from falling out. And I started to see new hair growth. Now, the flip side of that is shortly after that, hair loss is possibly a symptom of other things going on in the body. I was diagnosed with cancer, went through chemo, shaved my head, and it's stayed that way ever since. But I did see benefit from that. And then another one, I bought a light online right when red lights were coming out. It was called the Rejuvenator. And I got amazing benefits putting it on my chest, Very different principle, much lower power, different quality construction. And I really like that light. I still have it. It's not in good shape. My issues were it didn't last. The heat heated up the plastic that was encasing the lights. And it was, you know, whatever. Without throwing that light under the bus, it was a really good light. The construction was really struggling. And then I want to say almost a year ago, Scott, about a year, I got hooked up with one of your panels from LightPath LED. And there are many different sizes. I mean, I want to talk a little bit about product, but you know, there's little minis that can sit on the desktop. There's ones that are about a foot big that sit on a tabletop. And then there's full bodies. And when I started using the full body light, which is about 3.5 foot, I really, within 10 minutes, if you wake up and you do this thing, for me personally, there was no need for a cup of coffee right away. I was up mm-hmm. and my brain was very activated and I was feeling, we all know, you know, I'm Freddie Kimmel, me, I'm going to talk about myself in the third person like Seinfeld. I trend towards go, 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 go. Give me what I need to keep driving at a level 10 all day. And so in the mornings, typically it's hard for me to get up and reboot, not listening to my body all the time. And right now I'm choosing to do a lot of fun projects, podcasts, working with some amazing transformational technology companies, partnering with companies, and it's busy and it's exciting, but the ability to recharge the battery for me at the price point that a red light brings is, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. So I would love to get your perspective. If you had somebody out there who's, you know, maybe it's nerve pain, maybe they've always struggled with a little bit of depression, maybe it is a joint dysfunction, chronic pain. What do you think is a good starting point for somebody looking to bring in a red light? And what should they be paying? There's not so many. I'm going to say there's like 6. And once, you, like we know, the Google machine, which listens to my phone right now, I'm guarantee I'll have ads on red light when I pick up my phone that's 4 feet away. But if you search a red light, you're going to get hit with about 5 ads targeting you. And the price points, I've seen lights as cheap as $200. And then I've seen lights that are just a foot and a half that are $750. Two questions. What's a good light to start with? And then what's a price point people should be looking at for their start?
My thought is use what you can afford. We all have budget constraints. So the best light is the one that you can actually use on a daily basis. There's a wide range. So let's say we've got the mini, which is, you know, kind of fits in the palm of the hand. USB charge, that's great for maybe the teenager with acne on the go. They can throw it in their purse, or it's great for the athlete who has just a specific knee issue and they can throw that in their backpack. If you want something more mobile in your home, then what we'd call the tabletop version, you know, it's about 13 inches tall, about 10 inches wide, and you can move that easily, plug it in. You can put it on your desk, put it on your couch, lean up against it for your back. Set it on the table for your face or set it down on the floor for your pet. Then the next level up is the large, which will go either hang, it's about 3 feet tall. It'll hang on the door or you can hang it on a hook on the wall. And that you would generally be standing in front of for, you know, about 5 to 10 minutes, front side, back side per day. And then we have an extra large, which is probably about twice the size. And that's more for the bigger, wider athlete. Whenever you're looking at light, one thing that's difficult is because it's so new, the average person doesn't really understand, okay, what are the EMFs? What is the power? What's the irradiance? What's the wavelengths? And it can get very confusing. And that's where the cheap ones can come in, kind of fool you a little bit. Unfortunately, you have to do your research on it. You have to understand what makes a light important. What kind of power do you need? What kind of construction? What kind of warranty? What kind of customer service? I would say mine is probably in the middle as far as cost-wise. Certainly, it's on the high end as far as quality and power. But you know, it's me. I've got my wellness center. I've got me. I've got a couple other people that love it like you, but I don't have a big marketing, so I can keep things simple. I can keep things affordable. So you're getting something that's really higher quality than the big guys out there, but you're not paying anywhere close to those prices that they're getting.
Mm-hmm. And what can someone, you mentioned the tabletop unit, which is where I started. It sits on your desk. It's about 13 inches high. Mm-hmm. It's almost small enough where you could travel with it in a suitcase if you were traveling on the road. I kind of look at it as the bare minimum for like an area if you really wanted to work on a part of the body, correct, like the back or a right knee. And then I absolutely love the 3-foot panels. I think they're unparalleled. And something, you know, you mentioned that was really funny. I mean, I wish, and I know it was around. I mean, I wish that growing up that there would have been a solution for acne that worked as well as red lights. Because
absolutely.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you look up the side effects for the standard of care, some of the long-term injections to dry out the skin and the long-term effects on suicide rates among mm-hmm teenagers, it's absolutely terrible what doctors prescribe. Now, this is a light. It kind of falls in this thing of do no harm, which right I really like. But some of the pictures I've seen for before and after for acne with not changing diet, just doing the light, are profound. Can you speak mm-hmm to that a little bit?
Yeah, I absolutely wish we had that as well. My acne, I had the cystic, the real big ones. And I tell you, just your confidence is just diminished. You don't want to go out. You don't want anybody to see you. And it's painful. And yeah, I went on, I can name erythromycin, doxycycline, tetracycline, Accutane twice before I got under control. And I'm just fortunate I didn't end up with scarring like a lot of other people do. Yeah, my daughter, she has acne issues. She got it from me. She doesn't get her talent from me, but she gets the acne from me. And she started to use the red and blue tabletop. Mm-hmm. Within 2 weeks, she noticed a huge difference with the acne, and she had dermatitis along with it on her face. And that was a big issue for her. You know, she would go in and do an audition, and that was a big thing for her confidence to be able to have a clear skin. And then she stopped using the light because that's just how teenagers are. You get under control, you stop. It lasted for about 2 months mm-hmm before the acne started to come back. And so then she started using it again.
Yeah.
But that was amazing that she was able to stop after just a few weeks of using it and go 2 months without having a breakout. So hugely impactful for kids without having all the side effects of pharmaceuticals. And that's one of the issues that me and you get into when people come in to see us. Usually they've gone and seen everybody else. They've done the meds. It doesn't help. They've done the surgery, or they've done, you know, other doctors. And then they finally, through desperation, find us, and we treat them and we help them for the first time. What we got to do with this world is completely flip that around. They should be coming in and seeing us first. They should be doing red light at home first. Do something that is more natural without the side effects. And then if nothing else fails, well, then you can go to the doctor. That's the way things should be. Mm-hmm. So it's a process to change that. It's a slow process because we're battling a lot of money. We're battling a lot of power, and we're battling a mindset of we want a quick fix. We want a quick pill. We want a quick surgery, whatever else. And if we can switch that around, boy, we'll make such a big difference in this world.
I really think so. And I think that, yes, it's a light in a box, but remember that to trend towards the natural design of being a human being would be to be outside,
right?
Would be to getting those first 2 hours of daylight sun. I often say how beneficial that is to reset the circadian rhythm and allow your body to fall asleep at night. And this is supplementing an element of nature that we just don't get because we're inside so much, especially, you know, you and I are in New York, around the upstate New York, Connecticut area, where there's a lot of cloudy days. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of outside time in the winter. And so this is really adding back in a natural resonance, a natural frequency, natural information from nature that your body benefits from. And that's why the body responds that way. Where the red light isn't treating you, It's giving you what your body needs to naturally make the cellular function optimized. Really, really hear that. It's so much less of a treatment and more or less filling the cup. You know, it's like, what does your body need to perform well?
Absolutely. And what's interesting is, like you said, the first 2 hours, you know, before like 10 o'clock is so beneficial. One thing that they found is the morning rays of the sun actually give you greater resistance to some of the more damaging rays, UV rays that you'll see, you know, around the 12 o'clock time. What I do is whenever I'm going to the beach, I will do the red light therapy and I do not wear sunscreen. Now, I'm not going to tell everybody to do that. And then I can do it right after as well. And I've seen and heard from many clients who had that same thing. You know, they're doing the light prior to going out into the sun and they're able to be out longer with much less damage done by that hot sun. And they've been able to show that in science studies as well, that the light working with the cells, mitochondria, will send out gene transcription that is telling other cells to create more resistance to some of the harmful effects of the sun. So you're absolutely right. If we go back to our early days when we're out there hunting and fishing and farming and we're out in the sun most of the day without a lot of clothes on, we're getting all the benefit from the sun. And we just can't do that in today's climate. And particularly as the winter is starting to come around, you know, the clouds come in, it starts to get gray and dark at 3 o'clock. And the last thing we want to do is go out naked and bathe, you know, in 10 degree weather. It's
depending on who our neighbors are. Yes,
absolutely. It's just not going to happen. All we're really doing is we're taking a part of nature and we're focusing it, fine tuning it, increasing the power of it. So we're getting so many of the good necessary qualities of nature, just for being able to do it in a more convenient manner.
Yeah. I think about that every day. How can I apply these lessons that are already existent on the planet, whether it's applied to my food, my behavior, my time in rest and digest, time of wakefulness? It all matters. And light is a big part of it. And I want to keep this small and digestible, this episode. I think we could literally do an episode every few months because mm-hmm. there's so much science coming out.
Right.
And I want people to be able to digest this and see where it fits in their life. I am a huge believer in red light. I'm a bigger believer in keeping it local and buying with an individual with a heart-centered mission. And I really believe in LightPath LED. And it's just such a great product. I have never had a friend buy a light and not be ecstatic or give an outstanding review. That is unheard of. Never happened. Every single person. I'm going to say I've had at least 13 or 15 friends mm-hmm. buy lights from you.
Yeah.
And it's really incredible. I want to offer anybody who's thinking about bringing red light in, you can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN.
Correct. One word.
One word, all lowercase, in checkout. You can get a nice little discount. I think it's
10%.
I think it's 10% off any light. And like I said, you're going to get a better built, higher quality, better warranty, stronger light at much, much below the industry standard that many fitness individuals talk about. We won't mention brands or why I'm disenchanted with some of the big ones out there, but this is an opportunity for anybody to bring a red light in. And I would challenge anybody out there listening to this podcast saying, well, I don't really have anything wrong. I'm not sick. I don't have Lyme. I've never had cancer. I don't have anything really serious going on. I promise you, if you're living on planet Earth and exposed to the 80,000 chemicals that we use mm-hmm. as part of the world, that you've got a level of dysfunction that you're just not aware of yet. And this is preventative. We don't start brushing our teeth when we have a cavity. This is something to include in your day-to-day. This goes right out to my mom and dad. You guys both need a red light. And I just think I think we would have better, and this is not directed at my family. I think we would have happier Thanksgivings, better family gatherings. I think the other thing that always strikes me is in this world where so much of our business because of our pandemic has been moved online, it's so important to show up in a sense of vibrancy. Now, that doesn't mean looking like a runway model, but one of the nice side effects of red light is your skin looks really good.
Correct.
And non-wrinkly. And there's a sense of vitality coming from your body when this is something you integrate. You can look at the really, really amazing before and afters of people using red lights diligently, you know, on the face. And that's great. But what that tells me is, like, much like a garden, if you were to look at the soil, that's what we're working with here. We're working with the soil of the body, and the skin is an expression of that. I would love you to add on some of your closing thoughts here, Scott.
I picture somebody on Facebook getting stressed out with politics and everything else, and I say, just use the red light while you're on Facebook, and it'll keep you calm. You know? But like you said, yeah, a lot of people, they get comfortable in the state that they're in because they're used to it for so long. They wake up and they have what you would call normal aches and pains. And you just deal with it because you think that's just the way things are supposed to be. But that's not the case. For a lot of people that are in our age range, you know, they're in that 40s, 30s, 50s, and they want to stay younger. They want to be able to stay athletic. They want to continue to be able to push themselves. They don't want to be that person who's got to, you know, retire from running or biking or swimming because of chronic aches and pains. I mean, there's just nothing worse than that. When you can't continue to do the things that you love to do and you can't continue to push yourself. So for those people out there, I say, you know, give this a chance. This is going to be really beneficial for your body. It's going to be really beneficial for your mind. And it's going to allow you to do those things that continue to make your day that much better.
Amazing. And closing question of the Beautifully Broken podcast, putting the broken pieces back together in this human experience. What does it mean to you, Scott, to be beautifully broken?
I think once we get to a point in our life where we take a step back and we think, do I want to accept the inevitability of getting older? Or do we want to accept the process of aging that we see our parents go through and the struggles that they go through? And I think it's so important to find those pieces. And it's not just red light. Nothing's a silver bullet. Nothing is going to fix all. But to start looking outside of that normal box that we've been put in and find those things that can change the way you live your life for the better. And I tell everybody, do your research on this. Find the studies. Find the science that really backs up these things. And start introducing those into your life. And I tell you, it's just amazing the difference that you're going to see both physically and mentally and emotionally and spiritually as well.
I love it. Scott, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast. I love your knowledge base. I love the depth to which you go. And I really applaud you for taking something that was an application in the field of dentistry and really doing the research and seeing where this could help people optimize their vibration, their wellness, their vitality. And we're going to do another one. I'm super, super excited. And I, again, my tip of the hat for being someone who is so dedicated to helping people feel better in a time when we really, really need it. Namaste.
Namaste. Thanks, Freddie.
Ladies and gentlemen, you made it to the end of the podcast, and here we are at season two. I think this is the beginning of something really beautiful. So one way to support the podcast is to head over to freddysaidgo.com and check out Freddy's Faves, where I've linked every five-star product and healing modality you hear about on the show. Most offer significant discounts by clicking the link or using the discount code. Please know they don't cost you anything extra, and at the same time, they support the podcast through affiliations. So check out Freddy's Faves on freddysaidgo.com. My heart honestly thanks you for tuning in. And if you've enjoyed today's show, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a five-star review. It gives us the virtual thumbs up that we're doing things right. If you want to connect with me directly, I'm on Instagram at freddysaidgo or freddysaidgo.com through email. Now, this is a message from my vast legal team of internet lawyers. The information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. By listening, you agree not to use the information found here as medical advice to treat any medical condition in yourself or others. Always consult your physician for any medical issues that you might be having. That's it for today. Our closing, the world is hurting. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading. Remember, while life is pain, putting the fractured pieces back together is a beautiful process. I love you.